Pretty nice when the air goes off, isn't it? I love the Word of God, and I hope that you do too. We have to be careful when we read the Word of God that we don't interpret it as the Word of man. For example, with our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, what do you hear when Jeremiah, after lamenting his enemies are going after him, prays to God, "Let me witness the vengeance that you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause." As a word of man, vengeance can mean something like, "Let me witness God's smiting them with disease and death." But as a word of God, vengeance means, "Let me witness God's justice, making right what is wrong." And earlier, Jeremiah said, "All those who were my friends are now on the watch for any misstep of mine." So maybe divine vengeance here actually means God provoking repentance within our enemies such that they're reconciled to God and so reconciled to us. Healing is always a greater act of power than destruction. And healing is what the Lord deeply desires for each of us. Let's try to read the gospel in the same way. In a worldly way, I might be fearful when Jesus says, "Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known." How many of you, maybe like me, instinctively start thinking, "He's going to expose all my sins"? No, don't do that, please. But also, he begins today by saying, "Do not fear them." He's giving instructions to the 12 before sending them out on mission. And he's been telling them that some of the people that he sends them out to will persecute them. He says, "Do not fear them. I will be with you. Do not fear them." So when he says, "Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known," we need to hear that in the sense of like an artist who's been working on a beautiful piece of art, and he finally pulls the cover off, revealing beauty to the world. Jesus has been working with the 12, praying with them, modeling to them, instructing them, forming them. And now he's sending them out, unveiling his masterpiece to the world. And his masterpiece is his bride, the church. When the light of the Holy Spirit at the end of our lives shines his light and reveals the work that we allowed him to do within our souls and hearts and minds, will we be revealed as lovers of Christ? Will we be revealed as devoted sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father? Will we be revealed as compassionate brothers and sisters of others, including our enemies, interceding passionately like Jeremiah for them? "Let me witness your vengeance, your justice on our enemies, to convert them and heal them for the glory of your name." But already now, before the end of our lives, he wants to send us out. He wants to unveil us to the world so that we can be the instruments of his healing justice now, of his converting grace now. He wants to reveal himself to the world in and through us. That's what he wants to unveil, to not keep hidden. And then Jesus says something very important for the mission that he wants to send us out on. "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Again, don't hear this with a worldly mindset that it's about whispered gossip. Whispered gossip is about to be proclaimed. No. It's what Jesus says to us in the darkness. What he says to you in the deepest place of your heart and soul. Maybe there's darkness there. Maybe there's sin there. And he's whispering his light, his grace, his mercy, his healing into your heart and mind and soul. What he whispers to you in the quiet of your prayer, that's what we are called to speak in the light and to proclaim on the housetops. Jesus is working in each of us, loving us and forming us, preparing us just like he did with the 12. And his message in us, his work in us, must be revealed to the world. If you don't share the message of Christ in you to the world, it's a form of denying Christ. Whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. You're all here in the church, and that's good. Thank you. He also sends us out on mission to convert the world, to heal the world, to convert our family and friends and co-workers and acquaintances, etc. Christ in us must be revealed for the world to see. And that might sound scary, which is why he says twice, do not fear. But it's always why he gives us an example of just how close and attentive he always is with us. He so goes on, he says, are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. The Greek there is actually a little bit different. It says, not one of them shall fall to the ground without your Father. It's not just that the Father knows when we fall, but he falls with us. That's the meaning of the incarnation. He's with us in our falling and our rising. He never leaves us. Do not fear. Christ speaks to us today. He says, I'm working in you, sculpting you to be a part of my masterpiece, the church. And I'm whispering to you in prayer, which means we must take time for prayer, for listening to the whispering of Christ to our hearts. He says, I want to reveal you to the world. Actually, not you, but me in you. My words in you. My working in you. Will we reveal him to the world? If we're too afraid, if we love the world more than we love the Lord, then we'll still be revealed, but not as the beautiful bride of Christ, not as temples of the Holy Spirit, but as whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones. Death rather than life will be revealed in us. Choose life. Choose life by cooperating with his work in you, making time for prayer to listen to his whispering to you. So here's the homework for the week. Make sure you pray first. Takes time for prayer first. But look for opportunities this week to reveal to others what Christ has been doing and whispering in you.